Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Rick Scott, the senator from Florida. Rick Scott biography. Rick Scott, born Richard Lynn Scott on December 1, 1952, in Bloomington, Illinois, is a Republican U.S. senator representing Florida. Known for his strong conservative stance on economic, healthcare, and fiscal policies, Scott's journey to public service was shaped by his business background and commitment to limited government. Before his election to the Senate, Scott served as the governor of Florida from 2011 to 2019, building a reputation focused on job creation, tax cuts, and reducing state government inefficiency. His career has spanned healthcare management, investment, and politics, and Scott's approach is informed by a mix of private sector experience and staunch fiscal conservatism. Raised in the Midwest, Scott grew up in a low-income household and was the first in his family to graduate from college. He enlisted in the U.S. Navy at age 18, serving as a radar technician aboard the USS Glover. After completing his service, Scott attended college on the GI Bill, earning a degree in business administration from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and later a law degree from Southern Methodist University. These early experiences instilled in him the values of self-reliance and hard work, themes he would emphasize throughout his career. Scott initially practiced law but eventually turned to the business world, co-founding Columbia Hospital Corporation in 1987, which would become one of the largest healthcare companies in the U.S. Under his leadership, Columbia HCA grew rapidly, though it later faced legal challenges related to Medicare fraud, resulting in a significant settlement with the government. Though Scott resigned from the company during the investigation, the experience shaped his future focus on healthcare reform and a push for accountability in government spending. In 2010, Scott announced his candidacy for governor of Florida, running as an outsider with a strong focus on job creation, tax cuts, and conservative values. Despite being a political newcomer, Scott defeated his opponents in both the primary and general elections, largely thanks to his business background and self-funded campaign. During his two terms as governor, Scott emphasized economic growth and job creation, overseeing a significant drop in Florida's unemployment rate and a surge in job opportunities. He implemented tax cuts, rolled back regulations, and focused on reducing the size of the state government, appealing to conservative constituents throughout Florida. In 2018, Scott launched his campaign for the U.S. Senate, challenging incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. The race was one of the most competitive in the country, with Scott ultimately winning by a narrow margin. Since taking office in the Senate, Scott has focused on issues such as reducing federal spending, securing the U.S. border, and advocating for military veterans. As a vocal supporter of conservative policies, Scott has positioned himself as a key advocate for fiscal conservatism and limited government in Washington. Scott serves on several key committees, including the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, where he works on issues related to national security and government efficiency. His business-oriented approach to government has made him a notable figure in debates over spending and budget reform, and he has consistently pushed for greater accountability and transparency in federal spending. Rick Scott lives in Naples, Florida, with his wife, Anne, and they have two daughters and several grandchildren. Known for his disciplined and methodical style, Scott remains focused on promoting conservative values, advocating for small businesses, and addressing the needs of Floridians through pragmatic, results-driven governance. Rick Scott, why people support him. Senator Rick Scott has garnered strong support from Floridians and conservatives nationwide due to his business experience, his focus on job creation, and his firm stance on fiscal responsibility. One of the primary reasons people support Scott is his emphasis on economic growth and job creation. During his time as governor, Scott prioritized policies that aimed to attract businesses to Florida, leading to a significant reduction in the state's unemployment rate and a rise in job opportunities. Many Floridians appreciate Scott's focus on economic development, viewing him as a leader who can improve the economy and provide greater opportunities for Florida's residents. Another major factor behind Scott's support is his dedication to tax cuts and limited government. Scott has consistently advocated for reducing taxes on businesses and individuals, arguing that lower taxes stimulate economic growth and allow residents to keep more of their earnings. His commitment to reducing government spending and limiting regulation resonates with conservative voters who see him as a champion for fiscal responsibility and free market principles. Scott's commitment to national security and border security is another reason for his popularity among conservatives. He has been vocal about strengthening the U.S. border and prioritizing national security, and he supports policies aimed at securing immigration systems and protecting the country from external threats. In Florida, a state with a significant immigrant population, his focus on border security appeals to constituents who prioritize national security and controlled immigration. Scott's support for military veterans and active service members has also earned him respect from Floridians. As a Navy veteran, Scott has consistently advocated for policies that improve healthcare access, housing assistance, and employment opportunities for veterans. His dedication to veterans' issues resonates with Florida's large veteran community, and he is seen as a representative who values and prioritizes the needs of former service members. Finally, Scott's business background and focus on accountability appeal to supporters who value a results-driven approach to governance. Many Floridians see Scott's business experience as an asset, believing that his approach to budgeting and government spending is shaped by a practical, real-world perspective. For these supporters, Scott's private sector experience brings valuable insights to his role in the Senate, especially on issues related to government waste and efficiency. Rick Scott, why people don't support him. Despite his popularity among conservatives, Senator Rick Scott also faces criticism from various groups who disagree with his policies and his approach to governance. One of the primary criticisms of Scott is his stance on healthcare and his history in the healthcare industry. During his time as CEO of Columbia, HCA, the company faced allegations of Medicare fraud, resulting in a significant settlement with the government. Critics argue that Scott's leadership in the healthcare industry raises questions about his commitment to affordable and ethical healthcare policies, and they are concerned that his approach may not prioritize the needs of vulnerable populations. Scott's focus on tax cuts and limited government has also drawn criticism from some constituents who feel that his policies disproportionately benefit businesses and high-income earners. Opponents argue that Scott's approach to tax cuts and deregulation may benefit corporations at the expense of funding for public services, such as education and healthcare, which are essential to many Floridians. This stance has led some to view him as favoring corporate interests over the needs of working families. Another area of criticism is Scott's stance on environmental issues. In a state like Florida, which is highly vulnerable to climate change and rising sea levels, some constituents feel that Scott's policies have not done enough to address environmental protection and sustainable practices. Critics argue that his support for deregulation may prioritize short-term economic gains over long-term environmental health, potentially putting Florida's natural resources at risk. Scott's position on immigration has also been a point of contention in a state with a significant immigrant population. While his supporters appreciate his strong stance on border security, some constituents feel that his approach lacks compassion and does not adequately consider the economic and cultural contributions of immigrants to Florida's communities. Critics argue that his stance on immigration may alienate some of Florida's diverse communities and could create challenges for immigrant families. Finally, some Floridians view Scott's business-oriented approach to governance as too rigid or disconnected from the day-to-day realities of average citizens. Opponents argue that his focus on efficiency and budget cuts can overlook the need for social safety nets and public investment in areas like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. For these critics, Scott's emphasis on a business model for government does not fully address the unique needs of Floridians. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.